I'm Bill Thompson with Eye on Books. A housewife named Betty Friedan launched the women's movement in 1963 with her landmark book, The Feminist Mystique. She helped found the National Organization for Women, the National Women's Political Caucus, and the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League. And now, at age 79, Betty Friedan has paused to take a breath and write a memoir. She calls her new book, Life So Far.
I gave myself the question, I mean, what made me do what I did? You know, in other words, you know, I mean, who elected me to, you know, start a women's movement and blah, blah, blah. And when I teach a writing unit, which I often do when I do the visiting professor bit, I say you have to write from personal truth and social observation. Now, I guess I've always written that way, The Feminine Mystique and all the rest of it, but I was mainly being objective and therefore social observation. While it might have been fired by personal truth, you know, the objective, you know, was the overlay. And in this instance, I wrote the personal truth.
Friedan's book is a frank but fair-handed account of the birth of the women's movement and all the pains of growth.
Even women that I disagreed with at the time, for one reason or another, in looking back, they made their contribution.
You did not set out by any means to change the course of our history, did you?
I didn't set out to write. I didn't set out to make a revolution at all, you know. Although I always loved the idea of revolution, and I, at college at Smith, I took a seminar on the French Revolution, and I was always fascinated by the Russian Revolution and the American Revolution. You know, The idea of revolution fascinated me, but I certainly didn't realize I was going to start the most massive revolution of them all.
But while most of history's revolutions have been bloody and violent and messy, Friedan says the women's rights revolution was something she relished.
The wonderful thing about, you know, being a part of this massive revolution, the women's movement, I mean, it was exciting. It was fun. It was fun. And I feel sorry for people, even, you know, my own children, they have their families, they have their careers, their professions, but they don't have this wonderful thing of a movement that's so much larger than yourself.
Still, though, at the end of this book, you say that one of the things that you regret is that you never had a real career.
Well, yes. Yeah, I mean, I didn't in a way. You know, like I would, you know, if I loved journalism and newspapers. I would have loved being the woman page editor of the New York Times. I would have loved it. Or gotten into the ground floor of broadcasting or something like that.
Or to go to law
school. I don't regret not having an academic career, although I do have one now. Mm-hmm. But the journalistic career would have been fun.
Are you proof of the saying that you can have it all, just not all at once?
Yeah, right. I think so.
And so what is next for Betty Friedan?
What I think, I'm going to write a mystery story.
Oh, good. I was hoping you'd say that.
A detective story. And so I'm starting to read detective stories, which I always used to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for a seminar on how to write a detective story, because I'm sure there are structural things that would be interesting. But I think that will be fun.
Betty Friedan's memoir, Life So Far, is published by Simon & Schuster. With Eye on Books, I'm Bill Thompson.